Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast with the Mayo, and today we're here with another episode, the Red Flags, or Red Flags, yeah. So we have two guests in our midst, together with the co-host, which is
Inyoluwa.
So now we'll introduce our guests, starting from the beautiful lady to my right hand.
Tao, then,
continue now.
I'm a very young man here.
I know you're handsome. They say beautiful lady.
Handsome. Sorry, handsome young man beside me.
It's your boy Gozie.
Okay.
So, welcome to this episode. If you've not listened to the last episode or you've not purchased a merch, please just kindly go back.
Yes.
Listen to the last episode and then pick up snacks for this particular episode.
I bet buy merch, may we chop.
It's about to be a banger.
Exactly.
So, yeah, Ini, over to you.
Okay, so first of all, we're going to see how you guys define red flags from your own point of view. So I'll be starting from Gozie.
Red flags. There are things that the opposite gender actually does to you that I don't like. Okay, let's say traits that they portray that I don't like.
Sorry, please, does it have to be the opposite gender?
It can be your gender or the opposite gender.
Exactly.
But if I look at it from the relationship aspect, it's the opposite gender now.
Oh, yeah, now. So exactly. Some people are.
Because I have friends that are walking red flags.
Yeah. Yeah, inside this place.
One is here.
If you want to talk to me, talk to me directly.
And then the second one is wearing black. So.
Yeah, sir.
One wearing black, a walking red flag.
Define red flag.
Define yourself, basically.
Exactly. Wow. Okay, yeah. So. Speak to them.
Red flags are just things that people do that are not acceptable, basically.
To you?
Because what is acceptable to me might not be acceptable
to
me.
So, if I slap you,
you're walking. I'll slap my own back now.
You
decrease.
If I slap you, you're walking red flag. Or I'm a walking red flag. You know Bright normally.
You're stupid.
Sorry, please, we can't support
this. That's what I said. Like, I see red flag, walking red flag. Like, you cannot be in a relationship with someone and any small thing I've seen, person, you're stupid.
Actually,
that's the person that's basically talking to you, basically introduce person to you, like this black person.
But that's not how I talk to somebody then.
It'd be like,
anyhow, Sha, please just come back.
Why are you using bedroom voice?
Exactly. This guy used to talk.
Excuse me. Oh, yeah, please. Let's come back to the main topic. So, I'm going to ask that. Do you think if you're seeing some red flags or some traits in like your babe to be, if you see those traits, will you still go ahead to like make the person like your babe, like your girlfriend or like your boyfriend?
It's a thing of choice, really. It's a thing of choice, and it also depends on the kind of red flag.
So you can decide. So what you're trying to say now is that you can ignore some things and be like, maybe I can change him. Yeah.
Not like between me.
If you are
calm down.
Don't worry, it's coming to your turn.
Red flag, one different red flag.
I need to tell you because
you're no bright.
You're stupid. Sorry. I don't really know because
she's
like,
a walking red flag.
It depends.
Like it actually depends on because sometimes
do you have any scenario?
Love is too blind.
Do you have a scenario? Blind.
Now I need walking stick.
Yes.
Please, can you state the scenario?
Yes, like there's this guy now. Okay, I had a thing with someone, and when we were talking, now it was all I didn't really have time to be texting. I still went ahead with the whole thing, but I started having a problem with it later. But it's not like I didn't know. So
it's not his fault.
It's not his fault.
That means
exactly.
Exactly.
Yes, that's a certain thing of choice. So. Exactly.
So because you.
Sorry, before you answer. You ignored something that is tagged a red flag, red, like color red, danger. You ignored it.
In Baraco, that's it.
So you ignored it. That means for everything that happens, you take responsibility for your actions.
Yes, no.
But you sound as if you are blaming this guy.
Exactly.
Am I?
Yes, you are.
I don't think
fair women.
You know, women, they can never accept that they are wrong.
Gozie, please, Gozie, answer your question. Do you think you go ahead to date your babe?
Omo, if you keep looking for red flags and keep rejecting people because of red flags, you end up staying in
love. #2023. You're supposed to be writing it down.
Because nobody's actually perfect.
Apart from God. Check the flaws of people in it.
So people have flaws. People have red flags. I have red flag. You have red flag. This one has red flags. This one is only as much.
Have you seen but, this? So you're eyeing me.
Oh,
you're
a fool. So, yeah, I can actually go. Depends on the red flag. Like me now, I'll never like if I'm dating a baby. Yeah?
If.
Please let go. You guys.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm dating a baby, yeah, and let's say we have a problem. Okay, you go ahead. You just decide to just delete everything about me. And okay, we're having a conversation. Okay, so let's have a conversation. You know, be like, you're not in the mood. You're not in the mood to talk. You're not in the mood. Yeah, you're giving me attitude. Like, you don't like me shouting at you.
If it is your son.
Or you don't like. You don't like me shouting at you in public. You don't like me doing things you don't like. Like, that's something. But
wait, so why will you shout at the girl in public?
Nah, calm down. Am I allowed? You won't kill me.
Yes, so. Because let me be shouting at you.
Calm down. Okay, you don't like when I shout at you in public. Okay.
Wait, calm down.
Calm down.
It's a scenario.
I'm just pointing out something.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying.
Okay,
but
okay.
I feel like it's better to say that if you don't want me to shout at you in public.
Don't shout at me.
Okay.
The things I don't like me doing to you, don't do it to me. And I can't let a girl that is proud of. When I say if I'm proud, you come proud. Where the pride will come fit. You know, feel work. So, like. You can actually do that, but there are levels to like different things actually going to do. Yeah.
Okay, I
see. So you get.
So.
But that.
Moving on to the next question.
Let me take the question. I'll start with you, Taiwo. Is being too secretive a red flag in a relationship?
Tables are shaking.
Yes, it is.
Why?
Why?
Too I mean, secretive.
You should have your personal space.
You know, there's a difference between private and secret. You're hiding me. Private is like, to me, if we're in a private relationship, fine, people know that we're dating, but it doesn't mean that they have to know what is going on in our relationship.
Calm down.
You people should calm down. Let that go.
Okay, fine, we can keep it a secret as well. We don't want anybody to know all these kind of things. But when he's now being too secretive, as per, I'm outside.
Okay, sorry.
Maybe you should just rephrase your question.
No, I get where you're coming from here, and I want to talk to you from there. So you're coming from the perspective that, that's if you don't post you.
No, not posting. I don't even post my money.
Okay, it's not posting you're talking about. Mm. So you're talking about him not showing you off.
Showing off is too much.
So where are you coming from? Because you're being mass coming, you're meant to be out, you're meant to speak to us. Don't hide some details.
I'm not broadcasting.
Do no problem.
Taro, please don't mind him. I'm here for you.